she walks with you in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? If you were somewhere else, you won't have to die. I spoke not a word, though it meant my life. I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife.
Now the scaffold stood high and eternity was near. She stood in the crowd, but she shed not a tear. But sometimes at night, when the cold wind calls, she comes to my grave and she moans.
She walks these hills in a long black veil. She visits my grave when the night winds wail.
Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows.
Put your love on me, 'cause I won't let you down, I won't let you down. Yo, Fizzle, what's poppin', B?
Hey, kinda, Don.
Right now, word is in the hood, man. You up here sprung with this new lady.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Known to give the color red the blues.
Woo, shit. Woo.
money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air. Gangsters,
gangsters,
bad bitches and your ugly ass friends.
Uh-huh.
I cannot preach,
uh-oh.
I cannot preach,
uh-oh.
I gotta show them how a pimp get it in.
First,
take your sip,
sip.
Do your dip,
dip,
spend your money like
money ain't shit. Ooh, ooh, we too fresh.
Got to blame it on Jesus.
Hashtag blessed.
They ain't ready for me. I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Woo.
Girls, what y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air.
Head to toe so clear.
Mm-hmm. Look out. Mm. Everywhere I go, they be like,
many of us? How many of us? How many jealous? Real friends, there's not many of us. We smile at each other, but how many honest? Trust issues, switch up the number. I can't be bothered, I cannot blame you for having an angle. Ain't got no issues, I'm just doing my thing. Hope you doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin, I hate family reunions. Fuck the church up by drinking at the communion. Smelling free wine, now my tux is ruined. In town for a date, what the fuck we doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. Shit, I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry?
Tell me you want them tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on a FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my
real friends, I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets is they ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
I couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid.
Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the games, dog.
Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I'm finished, then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit? Like I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill shit.
Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you been nothing but a friend to me.
Niggas thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't spoke to niggas in centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy.
Money turn your kin into an enemy. Niggas ain't real as they pretend to be. Looking for
real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end, to the reels, to the wheels don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m. calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when a nigga text you like, what's up, fam, ho, you good? You say, I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was fucking bitches on. Pay that nigga $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Eh? Real friends. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets is they ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
Welcome to Initials. This is DJ Shell.
And I'm David Green McVitie.
And you're listening to This Is Dancing on WMFO in Medford.
True, true, true. We already have 15? Bonus!
It looks really good.
Wow. Props to...
It must be...
Pull them
yeah,
out.
It must be your wording.
After I pulled it out, bye. Anybody want
Lee,
some
are
mustard?
You there?
Ooh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool.
$2?
Great coupon.
$2 at Market Basket.
What is it? Tell our listeners.
For those who are...
Like my sister.
Brown spicy mustard enthusiasts, at Market Basket, you can get French's iteration. Rather than the nice $2 low price, for $1 with their instant rebate. Hashtag bought too.
Oh my god.
But why do you have mustard?
It's so good.
Is it a prize?
Why do you have it here?
Oh, I forgot to take it out of my backpack.
Did you leave the door open down there? Oh, no, I don't think so. Should we go do that?
No, you're fine.
Well, Miles is coming.
I will be the first one to run after Miles.
Okay.
And
we'll
allow her.
I'll just have to be checking my phone while we're playing. So.
I'll just go running down and do it.
Okay.
All right. Stop it.
Can I chew gum instead?
No.
All right.
Really, I just wanted some.
Oh my goodness. It's really good.
Let's take one
down, pass it around.
I have had these before. They're delicious.
Don't let it tempt you. All right. Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
On a scale of one to win, how are you going to do today?
I'm going to win.
I like the sound of that.
Evan? What number is that? Like?
Where does that land on the scale?
Evan, how do you think she will do?
It's tough
Evan,
to say.
Evan, how far away from the microphone do you think you need to be?
Well, it's tough to say because both ends of your scale involve winning.
One to win.
Ooh, one is the past tense of win.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Mind blowing. Ooh.
I like it.
Fooled both of us.
Yeah.
Well, somebody already won, am I right?
Well, here's
number one.
Just kidding. Relax.
Wait, what are the initials?
Lee.
We haven't shared them
Lee,
yet.
Lee, the only way that you can be on equal footing here with everyone else is if we frazzle you prior to the game.
What if we didn't tell Evan what the initials were? Give everyone a head start. Nah, I'm just kidding. You guys don't need that.
No, I'm just messing with you.
I think I'll be okay. All right.
I'm excited
are there any
for
headphones?
What?
We're one short.
Oh.
Thank you, David.
Well,
okay.
Okay. You can't hear when the clue number one thing's read, and so you'll start talking over it again.
Pinky promise I won't.
Who do we have today? Who are our contestants? Let's hit them up.
Oh, this is John Jakes, and I'm happy to be back.
This is Evan Turcott, and I don't have a cool voice.
This is Zachy Klieger. My voice is really cool.
God, I love that guy!
And Annie Brown, here again. Excited.
It's
on
DJ
a scale
Shell.
Of 1 to Ansha, how are you feeling today?
Ready to kick some butt.
Usurp the crown?
Annie Brown? It's been in the back of my mind.
Bring it to the forefront.
I haven't thought about it.
I think it's appropriate.
Oh, and Lee, you're here.
Of course, on the phones.
Yeah, I'm here too. Lee.
Cool. How's the weather down there in the big
Fine.
Apple?
I saw you guys had like 65 today. Degrees the other day.
Sweet.
It was 63 today. It was gorgeous. I saw
a run. Sounds like you really enjoyed it.
It's been warm everywhere.
I did.
We should do a global warming segment.
We should.
I prefer the term climate change.
Oh, yeah.
GW. CC. Yeah.
No hints on the clues today.
Okay. Let's hear
them. What about this one, though? So, once we provide the initials, I think that we should provide a few examples of items that we passed over. It was a hard decision, but we decided to go with the 15 that you guys will be grilled on.
That's a lot. Okay.
Yeah, Michelle? So we should get started.
Yeah, we should.
What are the initials this week?
The initials this week are S.
Yes, Queen!
R-S.
Wait, it's
R-S.
R-S.
R-S. R-S. R-S. Cool.
So among those that we passed over are...
Wait, you're going to tell now? But what if we need a rapid fire round?
Yeah.
Then I guess we can't use really spooky. Or rock solid.
Okay. I'm
There's some other ones.
Red sauce. You guys don't have to worry about red sauce.
Okay.
And then the other ones.
On the, there's so many red
on the way
sauces.
Over, I was thinking about all the real ones, like real sexy or real stanky. Sorry, Lee, I know you had already come up with those.
Huh?
All right. Let's get started with number one.
Clue number one.
A vocal proponent of legal marijuana use.
Clue number two.
He endorsed
the... Oh, Lee, Rick Steves.
Wow, that was so good.
Woo!
Yeah, go Lee.
Rick Steves.
It's getting hot in here.
I'm so glad you got that, Lee.
Poor guy?
Yeah.
How did you get that?
He went, so...
Wait, what?
He's been really known for being vocal for it, but wow. I think Lee had a head start on you guys because our aunt just texted us a few weeks ago about how he was doing some... he was doing some advocating here in Massachusetts, actually. And now it's legal. So.
Lee definitely had like an inside advantage there.
It's collusion.
Well, but anyone might have known that he was here doing marijuana stuff.
Yeah, but there's a lot of pro-weed people. Why would you go
but
to
like
Rick
R.S.
Steves?
That was the first person she thought of.
But even... I could think of a few.
Zaki, who cares what her... Name. This is a Slumdog Millionaire situation here. This is the final
point.
Championship.
That's a good point.
All right, let's move
I'm sure
on.
You have some inside information that she doesn't have access to on some of these clues.
Well, we'll see.
I can verify that.
Yeah, that's right. Screw
great.
You.
Item number two.
Clue number one.
Oh, my heart has no beat.
Clue number two.
I coined the term Eskimo pie.
Clue number three.
If you can find me in late February, I'm steeply discounted.
Clue number four.
Men everywhere rely on me to sweep women off their feet once a year.
Or twice if the man's real sweet.
Clue number five.
Evan, Russell Stover.
That was John. John,
you didn't answer.
Yeah, you can't.
But you can't just sweep in there.
You can't just pick up the ball like that.
I
think John.
I was going to say Russell Stover. Just
yeah.
I think we give that to John.
Yeah.
Wow. This is
hot this competition. Is
scenario.
We're gonna have to go to the replay, but
I contend this one.
He can have it.
I thought it was John. Wow. But I also
classy. Thanks, Adam. Thanks, Adam.
Hearing in my right ear for some reason. Oh no, I do.
It happens very fast.
It's weird. Just that. Yeah.
You should.
I definitely heard John, but he said it louder. But Evan should get a point for being a good sport.
I don't know if that's true. We should all be good sports.
Oh, no! Do I have it? Yes! Funny you say that, Zaki.
I mean, I had a half point here, half point there.
No. One click.
Wow.
Item number three.
Clue number one.
Despite my last name, you won't see me on any construction drawings.
Lee, have a real heads up with this one.
This one, that would have helped Ian, probably. But he's not here.
Clue number two.
I'm about 100 years old.
But I don't look a day over.
Clue number three.
Many rap songs use computer-generated beats and hooks. Many rap songs use computer-generated beats and hooks are used in place of me.
It needed the once-over, if you know what I'm saying.
Clue number four.
Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr are one example.
Annie Rolling Stone? No.
Evan Rhythm Section?
Yes, oh. Evan.
I can't believe we didn't think of Rolling Stone.
Also, though. I don't know if you guys noticed, but there was two RSs in those clues.
Yeah. Oh, true.
I accidentally...
Ringo.
Ringo Starr came to me while I was writing a different clue for a different...
Singing them and dirty rap song.
I just missed that.
How does that connect to the engineering paper?
A section.
Oh, the section.
A section is one of the most common drawings you'll see.
It's either like a plan view or a section view.
Sure. Gotcha. No.
I think that was a fair clue, given that Ian wasn't here. Also, I think
it would have been fair if Ian was here.
Because he would not have had a chance otherwise.
No.
Would have been spam.
Yeah, we all have a singular knowledge.
Item number four.
Clue number one.
A government worker.
Clue number two.
His stage name has the initials DS.
Clue number three.
An avid libertarian.
Clue number four.
His ex-wives
Annie
are...
Ron Swanson?
Yes.
Oh, we got a four-way tie.
His ex-wives are both named Tammy.
Do you hear that? Zachy. This is right up his alley, let's just say. Item number five.
Clue number one.
Bugs everyone around her.
Clue number two.
Quite controversial in her community.
Clue number three.
Can write 50 words per minute without moving a muscle.
Clue number four.
Known for her scandalizing journalism.
Hey, Lee, Rita Skeeter.
Yeah. Rita Skeeter.
Oh, is that from
for
Harry
the
Potter?
Daily Prophet?
I almost said like Reader Skeeter.
Lee, are you going to see the new movie?
Oh, I kind of forgot it was even coming out until today.
It comes out, is over the weekend, right?
I thought it came out yesterday.
It's we should see that over Thanksgiving.
It's really good. I've heard from two people.
Yeah, that'll probably be yes, the Thanksgiving movie.
I do love Eddie Redmayne.
Yeah.
He's not the main actor.
No!
He was great in The Danish Girl.
Oh, yeah, he was so good in that.
And now an ever so brief intermission because I need a drink of water. Yeah.
What's up, buddy? Yell everything this time, you know what I'm talking about? Yellow rims, yellow big booty, yellow bones, yellow lambs, yellow MPs, yellow watch, yellow charm ring, chain, yellow living room set, lemonade green shoe for my girl. My family sitting on sixes, no 20s in my denim. Look at this motor knocking, because it is a lemon. I'm truly stupid, paid. This is how I feel today. I'm moving slow, cause who's in my lemonade? I'm standing in the shade, and I'm selling lemonade. Since I love fight the going right off in the A. Lemonade, diamond, brush, then put it in your face. Give me head, diamond, earrings I wore yesterday. I'm pimping, wearing Renan. That is how I'm chilling. I'm smoking grapes and selling chickens, Corvette painted lemon. Scoochin'.
Back from that brief intermission.
After a third of the game, Lee has the lead with two, followed closely in pursuit by John, Evan, Annie, and Zachy's on the prowl as always.
Yep. Have him right where I want him.
In the stewed.
So we're on to number six.
Clue number one.
Due to the recent minimalist movement, some companies advertise me as if I wasn't even there.
Clue number two.
I'm described in jargon similar to booties. Do you like them firm with a or with a cushion? Tight or on the bigger side?
Clue number three.
Abibi Bakila set a marathon world record in 1960 without me.
Evan, running shoes?
Evan, that is correct.
Hot damn!
Okay, I came up, in researching this, I thought these were some pretty cool facts. Bakila runs barefoot, right? 1960, wins the Olympics. 4 years later, he's like, yeah, I'll try shoes. Wears shoes in 1964. Again, sets a world record in the Olympics.
He's like, hey, they do help.
Maybe he could have done better.
That's true, too.
We saw a guy running barefoot the day you ran your marathon.
Oh, really?
Isn't that a...
On pavement?
No, yeah, but on the sidewalk. Not in the marathon. But yeah, down the street.
Oh, but he wasn't running for the...
He wasn't running the marathon.
But he was like out running.
Got it.
Yeah. Some people are raised that way. If it's what you know, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
This is true.
Minimalist. His feet were very dirty.
Go on.
I think the whole idea of running shoes advertising basically gloves for your feet, though, right? It's they cost the same, but they don't have any of the marksmanship or craftsmanship of a running shoe.
Yeah.
They're plastic booties, basically. Number seven.
Clue number one.
Every time you press the number one. I am monitored by government agencies from a handful of countries.
Clue number two.
I have always only had one body, except this one time when I split into two temporarily to let some people pass through me.
Yes!
Clue number three.
I separate two continents.
Clue number four.
I have been a part of major trade routes for thousands of years.
Evan, Red Sea?
Yes.
When yes, Moses came to Egypt land, let my Camerons go.
Wait, so that clue, there was a clue splitting it in two?
That was Moses.
That was the Moses reference?
I've always had one body, except this one time when I split in two temporarily to let some people pass through me.
That was a good one.
Number eight.
Clue number one.
Performed by Dion DiMucci.
John.
Clue number two.
Runaway Sue.
That's incorrect.
Run around. Oh my God.
Zachy, run around Sue?
Yes. Oh shoot. I didn't have Lee's volume up. Lee, have you said anything?
No. Not recently.
Okay. It was like, holy shit. Okay. Congratulations,
no,
Zachy.
Thank you. King of the Steel.
Wait, what was the clue even?
Oh, it was performed by Dion DiMucci.
That was incredible after the first one.
I always wondered what his last name was, and now I know.
Dion.
He just goes, oh my God.
Johnny, I'm so sorry. But I guess...
Very funny.
It happens to all of us, right?
Hey, play it. That's what you're supposed to do. That's why the link is there, fool.
Here's my story, it's sad but true.
Check out
this. It's about a girl that I once knew.
Or I could click here.
She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town. Hey, hey, oh my.
Item number 9.
Clue number 1.
I am one of 30.
Clue number 2.
Some refer to me with the prefix Bo.
With the prefix
Clue,
what?
Number 3.
Bo.
Bo?
Clue number 3.
I filled the void left by the Braves in 1952.
John.
Zachy.
John.
The Red Sox.
That's correct.
Wow.
That was a unfinished clue. I apologize for listeners who want to point out that the Red Sox existed in Boston far before 1952. For some fans, I filled the void left by the Braves in 1952. Those who would have been fans of the Boston Braves until they moved to Atlanta that year.
Right. That's what I was thinking. You snatched it right out of
my head. Boston had two teams? They had the Braves and the
For Fox. Over 40 years.
Wow. Fun fact. Clue
number 1.
Atlanta needed
it. Item number 10.
Clue number 1.
I promoted spoken word, comedy, and of course, hip-hop.
Clue.
Evan?
Number 2.
Russell Simmons?
Yeah.
Yes, that is correct, Evan.
I couldn't think of what his last name was.
You guys are getting these pretty quickly. Thanks, it's helping me feel more calm about being able to evacuate the studio by 6. Just in case what's his face shows up. What's his face?
That's what his friends call him. After 10. Evan, who's that? Is in the lead by 2. He has 4 compared to Lee's 2, John's 2, Annie's 1, and Zachy's 1. Good thing Evan doesn't know anything about the next 5 clues. Here's item number 11.
Clue number 1.
I came to the United States at age 9.
Clue number 2.
I completed the 4-year studio composition program of the Conservatory of Music within 3 years, even though it was a 4-year program. I graduated in 2001 with honors.
Clue number 3.
I gained success performing in New York City after graduation.
Clue number 4.
Unless you listen to alt stations, you'll rarely hear me on the radio.
Clue number 5.
I've been influenced by bands and artists such as Bob Dylan, Billie Holiday, Radiohead, Tom Waits, and Frederick Chopin.
Chopin.
Clue number 6.
My first album, 1111, is officially characterized as jazz. I can give us a clue number 7.
I feel like I should know it, but nothing.
5.
No, let me give a 7. These are hard.
Nothing's coming up.
Clue number 7. Artist for the song Fidelity.
Five.
Take a leap of faith.
4.
I don't know.
3. 2. 1.
Same name. No, I don't have anything.
It's Regina Spektor.
Oh,
if you said...
I said Fidelity. That's her most popular song.
Laughing With.
Laughing With is not one of her most popular... I know that song, but it's not.
It's like 3 million views.
I forgot.
I think you're thinking of Story of Us. It's just called Us, I think.
No, Laughing With. Like, it's about...
I know what the song is. It's not one of her most famous songs.
Yeah, no, I know, but it was in The Leftovers.
Is that a movie?
No, HBO's The Leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, terrible show.
Are you guys living under a rock?
She also is from Fairfield, New Jersey.
You tried to watch that.
Dude, you gotta give it a chance.
Yeah, I should have gotten that one. I feel bad about it.
Oh, really? So you have to watch an entire...
Sorry, Fairlawn.
You have to watch a season and a half to get it.
I said, I feel like I
should have
got that one. But
I was saying that.
Well, those are really challenging clues.
Yeah, you have
I don't know the names of any of her songs. I just know the song.
Yeah, well, if you said on the radio,
That's also one of her most famous songs.
Uh-oh. I should have done that.
You'll rarely hear me on the radio.
I should have gone, uh-oh.
She's Russian, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Half point.
But she did go to high school in Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. Jersey.
Item number 12.
Clue number one.
Born and raised in London, Britain.
Clue number two.
My last six albums were chart toppers in Britain.
Billboard number one hits.
Clue number three.
I was knighted earlier this year.
Clue number four.
My signature raspy voice has been a favorite in the West ever since I came to prominence in the 1960s.
Clue number five.
You might think I'm a terrible listener, given how often I ask people if they think I'm sexy.
Evan, Rod Stewart.
That's correct.
No, Zachy, Sir Rod Stewart.
Oh,
that's what he goes by now.
Evan got it with Rod Stewart. Nice try, Zachy.
I love Rod Stewart.
Oh, half point here, half point there. Ooh.
I'm a huge dog.
Still don't get it.
Item number 13.
Clue number one.
At my peak, I was most popular in Britain and Australia.
Clue number two.
I originally incorporated Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve, but had to ditch it due to copyright.
You wrote do.
Clue number three.
Some consider me electropop, others consider me R&B.
Clue number four.
If you looked me up on Urban Dictionary, I am most popularly known as a euphemism for masturbation. However, I, David, would counter that it simply refers to being single.
Clue number five.
I was written by Jonathan Rodham, Xavier Thomas, and Jason Derulo.
Evan Radden Solo.
That's correct.
There he came, and here he goes. With that, Evan locks up the victory.
Again.
He has six, compared to Lee's two, John's two, Annie's one, Zachy's one, and the one that went untaken. So right now, they can jockey for second place.
I don't want to be last.
Item 14.
So unprofessional.
But we would like to finish on time.
Clue number one.
I have an honorary doctorate from my alma mater, University of Georgia.
It's the full name, alma mater, University of Georgia.
You didn't put a comma in
there. Number two.
I started at my craft early, as my mother says. Instead of playing with G.I. Joes or cowboys and Indians, I would have a little microphone and do shows in the house.
Clue number three.
I briefly shared hosting responsibilities with Brian Dunkelman, but stayed on after Dunkelman quit. Let's just say I made the right choice.
Clue number four.
At the age of 19, I hosted the first season of ESPN's Radical Outdoor Challenge, in which three children competed against each other in various outdoor challenges. Radical.
Clue number five.
Many have heard me say, America, you decide, many, many times.
Clue number six.
Oh, Ryan Seacrest.
Yes.
I was like, this is going to be one I don't even know. Ryan Seacrest.
I'd just like to point out that we passed over Rob Schneider. I'm pretty proud of the fact that we didn't...
Rob Schneider.
We didn't bow that low.
Your parents would be proud.
They don't like Rob Schneider?
My mom doesn't like Rob Schneider either.
He's conservative.
Is he?
He is, yeah.
Just another one of his terrible qualities.
All right, don't like him either.
We didn't like him, or my mom didn't like him because he just is, he has crude comedy.
He's
similarly,
a dumb,
like Jack Black and Adam Sandler fall into the same category.
They
of
both have somewhat intelligent humor.
Yeah, so they have movies that she has deemed acceptable.
It was like
Mr. Deeds and the Rock
School of Rock. School of Rock. It was Jack movie. Black's yeah. redemption for my yeah. parents. They're like, he's really matured as an actor.
Also, I thought Jack Black did okay in King Kong.
He's great in High Fidelity.
He's always great. I don't know what we're talking about.
No, there was probably a time where he
did. I'm a huge dog!
What about Orange County? Shout out to Orange County.
Orange?
I saw that one.
Word.
The Holiday?
That was their advertising campaign.
His rom-com.
I really was having my ears peeled for refined sugar.
Uh-oh.
Wait, we still have one more.
I don't know. Number 15.
I get this one.
Clue number one.
Tim Gunn, Tyra Banks, Heidi Klum
are all examples of me.
Oh, Lee, reality show.
Yay!
Lee almost fully came back.
You didn't need to say it.
Good thing we shared the Google document with Lee. No, just kidding.
She would have won then.
Still only got four.
What's that? There's a bonus!
Clue number one.
Bryan Adams fans know me as an album, and movie buffs might be aware of the four movies with my name. Lee, you're a movie buff.
Clue number two.
I'm often two or three times retail value.
Clue number three.
I epitomize luxury.
Clue number four.
You won't find me at Motel 6, but often at five-star joints and cruise ships.
Clue number five.
I am most often associated with food, but can include any number of goods, including humans.
Clue number six.
All you have to do is pick up the telephone and order from the menu.
Oh, Evan, room service.
Evan.
Evan.
Well done.
But he didn't say the answer.
But he said rooms.
That's what he
We've been over
that.
We've been there before.